LBC 97.3. Call 0845 606 973. Text 84850. Tweet at LBC 973. This is London's biggest conversation with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Good afternoon, I'm Julia Hartley Brewer. This is LBC 97.3, London's biggest conversation. Later on the show, we'll get back to your calls about whether a doctor was right to tell a mum of two not to have any more children because having more than two kids is irresponsible. Your thoughts on that? Still very welcome. 0845 606 973. We're going to talk about you filthy Brits. One in four have not washed their bed sheets for at least 6 months. Ew, is all I have to say on that. And we're going to be talking also to a couple who lost babies themselves in miscarriage, stillbirth, who have set up memorial services for those who've also lost a baby. A baby that's not perhaps real to anyone else who didn't meet the baby, but is just as much a real baby to those who have lost it. We'll talk about that after 3 o'clock. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Right now, we're going to talk about the National Apprenticeship Week. Now, all this week, the LBC special report has been looking at the world of apprenticeships thanks to the National Apprenticeship Service. And in a moment, I'll be speaking to John Thorne from the National Apprenticeship Service here in the studio and taking your calls. If you've got any questions or you want to tell us about your experience of apprenticeships, how it's helped you, whether it was 5 months ago or 50 years ago, how it set you off on your career, give us a call on 0845 6060 973. Don't forget, you can also text on 84850. But first, let's have a look back at this week's LBC special report.
Youth unemployment has risen to a crisis point, with many young adults not having the required skills to get a job. Yet there could be a way forward. Apprenticeships. Thanks to the National Apprenticeship Service, I'm joined by its Divisional Director for London and the South East, Vic Grimes, to look at this topic further. Tell us, what exactly is an apprenticeship?
Well, an apprenticeship provides a real opportunity for young people and adults to actually earn and learn. So it's an opportunity to get into a real job which is paid, and an opportunity to gain a national vocational qualification. But most of all, it's an opportunity to get valuable work experience and to acquire the skills that employers need to deliver and help their business grow.
Today, thanks to the National Apprenticeship Service, we look at what an apprenticeship can lead to. Daisy McAndrew is with one success story.
I'm down on the river at the Super Trendy Design Museum in Bermondsey with Jordan Lewis, a press officer here, but interestingly, he got his job here at the Design Museum thanks to the National Apprenticeship Service. Tell me what you did between school and becoming an apprentice.
Well, I started to look at university. I went for a few university applications, got a few places, but I really didn't feel it was for me. I wanted to get out into the world of work. I wanted to earn some money, so I just really needed a new job, and it was very hard to actually find it without a degree, and this looked like the perfect opportunity without a degree to actually go in and get some real experience.
LBC 97.3, Ian Dale and Drive.
Today we're joined by Sarah Kaplan, a partner at PwC, to look at how apprenticeships can be beneficial for businesses and help to provide a skilled workforce.
Apprenticeships can really help to improve the skills base within a business, and that in turn helps to boost productivity.
And some people think that apprenticeships are just for very large companies. They're the only ones that can really afford to do it.
Not at all. It's for every size of company, and we worked with a lot of employers, large and small, to develop an apprenticeship program. We did it to make it really fit for purpose. There are lots of apprenticeships out there that small businesses, entrepreneurs can use to take on a new person into their business.
Daisy McAndrew talking to young apprentices and the employers as well. I'm Julia Hartley Brewer, and this is LBC 97.3, joined now by John Thorne, who's Head of Business Development for London and the South East at the London Apprenticeship Service. It is extraordinary. Sorry, the National Apprenticeship Service. It is extraordinary. Apprenticeships, they've been around since the 16th century. I mean, they're incredibly old, and lots of the sort of oldest professions and industries, they've had them. And yet they've got a real new lease of life in the 21st century, haven't they?
They have indeed. Good afternoon, Julia. It's fantastic to be here, to be able to exactly get that message across, that apprenticeships still have a backbone of those traditional sectors of construction, engineering. But it's much more than that. It's about the new sectors as well, which are really important to the London economy. You heard in that clip, PwC in terms of the financial sector, and they really now are embracing apprenticeships as a way to bring in new talent, to increase their productivity, and a really new way to develop their workforce.
Well, that's it. I think traditionally we've thought of them as a very sort of, you know, construction, industrial engineering, and actually they're much wider now. Apprenticeships are across all the industries, public and private sector as well.
That's absolutely right. There are over 170 different sectors of the economy where you can undertake an apprenticeship now, and that equates to over 1,500 job roles. So it really is diverse, and, you know, I'd encourage any employer to consider how an apprenticeship could support their business to grow, because we're really confident that we can help a business grow their organisation through the apprenticeship programme.
Well, indeed, it's really obvious, isn't it, to a young person, particularly with the high unemployment rate we've got for young people now, one in five young people unemployed, and with also with high tuition fees, putting a lot of young people off university these days. And I've done lots of phone-ins, actually, in the last year with employers and young people saying what they want is apprenticeships. They want on-the-job training. So it's obvious what's in it for the young people. Tell us a bit about what's in it for the employers as well.
OK, from an employer's perspective, it's a great way to grow their business. It's an exciting way to bring in new talent. Young people particularly have a lot of energy and new ideas that they can bring to an organisation. And it's a really good and strong and structured way with the support of the National Apprenticeship Service to grow their business and develop their future workforce. From our research that we've conducted, apprentices really do add value to the business. On average, an apprentice adds over £214 per week in terms of productivity. So it really is, it's good for the young person, it's good for business.
And you've also got the loyalty issue, haven't you, as well? I'm thinking actually back to Sir Alex Ferguson leaving Man United. But one of the things he was most renowned for was effectively an apprenticeship system at Man United, wasn't it? Because in terms of bringing on the young players and that loyalty that that he brought on. And that's something that young people starting out in a company which has given them their first opportunity, trained them on the job, and they're going to give that back.
Absolutely. When we look at some of the employers who've been running apprenticeship programmes for a number of years, you look back, not only are they continuing to take on apprentices every year, those apprentices are progressing through the business. They are now the managers and senior managers leading those organisations. So it really is a great way to grow loyal, productive and motivated staff.
Indeed. Now, last year there were over 1 million applications made online at your online service, an average of 10 applications for every apprenticeship vacancy. But that's a pretty good hit rate, really, for people who would know that, you know, often it's hundreds of people going for a job. Are they open to anyone and everyone?
Indeed, yeah. Apprenticeships are open to anybody, and at the moment, as you say, we've got over 17,000 vacancies on the system nationally, and in London there are over 380 live apprenticeship vacancies that anyone can apply for.
What sort of, just give us an idea of what sort of jobs and industries they're in, particularly in London.
There's some really exciting vacancies right now live on the vacancy system. So at the moment we've got a vacancy in the Treasury, which is working as an IT systems administrator. There are there's engineering opportunities with Eurostar, and for, you know, to demonstrate how diverse they are, we've got a vacancy currently with the Royal Opera House around technical theatre, around lighting, stage management. So really, really diverse range of opportunities for young people, young adults to start their career.
And some really top-notch organisations as well. Again, I think there's been a real sort of snobbery in the education system for years, because the people making the decisions about education and training have been people who've gone to university and perhaps haven't done apprenticeships, even though so many people claim, you know, say years on how that started them out in their career, in whichever career it was. And now there's this opening up of apprenticeships. I think most people, I certainly would not expect there to be apprenticeships at Eurostar or the Royal Opera House, but you're saying that is how wide and diverse the opportunities are.
Absolutely. I mean, there are over 100,000 employers in 200,000 locations who are now using apprenticeships as a way to grow their business. And that is literally across the whole sectors of the economy.
OK, so if an employer wants to get in touch with you to offer an apprenticeship or find out how they go about offering an apprenticeship, what should they do?
They should contact the National Apprenticeship Service on our website, apprenticeships.org.uk, or indeed there's information on your own website. And we have a dedicated team of experts who will help an employer through the whole journey from understanding how an apprenticeship can support their business, finding them a suitable organisation to deliver that training, and then to grow and recruit that talent through our vacancy system.
Because I imagine there are lots of people who think, well, I'd like to do that, but I'm not quite sure how to go about it or what I'd have to offer. But it's a good way, as you say, of taking on people who are going to be loyal. Okay, and so if someone is, it might be the young person themselves now, or a parent is listening right now saying, oh, that sounds a great opportunity. Look, you know, if you want to work at the Treasury and start teaching someone how to run the country here, oh, you're a star, or all these other, obviously there'll be hundreds more in the London area and thousands across the country. What should they do?
They should log on to our vacancy system, apprenticeships.org.uk, and begin to search. And if people are after specific careers advice, there is the support through the National Career Service. But I'd encourage people to look at our vacancy system. There is a specific dedicated AV app, so anybody with an Apple or Android phone can download the app and search really easily for through those thousands of vacancies. So you can search by the criteria they're looking for, location. So I really encourage people to either download the app or go to the website to find out further information.
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you very much indeed. That's John Thorne, Head of Business Development for London and the South East at the National Apprenticeship Service. I have to say, I'm genuinely astonished by how many and then how diverse the opportunities are, especially as a subject we've talked about so many times on air. I'd be grateful for your calls, actually, on this 0845 6060973. Maybe you're an employer who offers apprenticeships. Maybe you've seen the benefit over the years. Maybe you'd like to get involved. Maybe you're looking for an apprenticeship for yourself or maybe for your child. They're grown up, but hey, not as grown up as you'd like them to be in terms of finding work with so much youth unemployment, one in five, as I say, at the time. And I'd love to hear from you if you had an apprenticeship, but maybe decades ago, but it absolutely was the thing that started you off in your career and in your job in life. 0845 6060973 is the number to call on that. Really appreciate your calls. And John Thorne, once again, thank you so much for joining us here at LBC 97.3. The time now is 2:46. In the LBC 97.3 Travel Centre, here's Julia Rees-Knight.
Thank you, Julia. And we've got problems coming into town on the A2. There's just been an accident shortly after the Black Prince interchange. One lane is closed. I can see on cameras queues on the approach already. Centre of town, Euston Road, heading eastbound. The accident that we had near Euston Station has been cleared. The delays have gone as well. We still have Church Road closed in Holston. That's for emergency repairs. It's shut heading out of town, so northbound from Craven Park up to the High Road. A couple of bus routes on diversion there. And Great North Road in East Finchley, also closed going north from the A1 up to East Finchley Tube Station. That's for emergency repairs after a water main burst yesterday. M25 not looking too bad. Seeing the usual delays though for this time of a Friday. Anti-clockwise from Junction 2 at the A2 up towards the Dartford Tunnels. And then again on the western stretch in patches from Junction 13 at Staines to the M4 at Junction 15. As for the tubes, Hammersmith and City Lines now running with a good service, as are all other London Underground lines. And for the trains, Southern running with 45-minute delays now out of Clapham Junction up to Milton Keynes Central. That's caused by a signal failure. And then due to safety checks being made at North Wembley, London Midlands and Virgin have half-hour delays to and from Euston. Keeping London moving, your next travel update's in half an hour.
This is LBC 97.3.
At B&Q, there's a handy 15% off all Bosch indoor power tools, like the Bosch lithium ion combi drill with two batteries, down from £99.98 to just £85. It's a great deal on a great drill. But hurry, offer ends Monday. Handy deals to help you do it. You can do it too with B&Q.
Nobody likes having to say no to their customers. And at Lloyds TSB Commercial Banking, neither do we. That's why in the last 12 months, we've approved 80% of all loan and overdraft applications to help boost British businesses. Businesses like yours. Because we know that you don't just like saying yes, but hearing yes too. To see how we can help your business, visit lendingforbusiness.com. Lending is subject to status.
Do you ever feel like getting back under your duvet in the middle of the day? Ferroglobin is a great-tasting liquid formula with iron, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue and normal formation of haemoglobin. Ferroglobin from Vitabiotics. At Boots, pharmacies and vitabiotics.com.
When was the last time you saw the cost of filling your van come down? Well, it just has. During the Vauxhall Big Van event, between the 17th and 27th of May, on top of great offers such as 4 years 0% APR representative, we're offering £500 worth of free fuel. Just order a new Vauxhall van from your Vauxhall commercial vehicle retailer between the 17th of May and Bank Holiday Monday. Simple, really. Vauxhall Commercial Vehicles. The wheels of business.
Financed by GMAC UK PLC, aged 18 or over. 20% deposit plus full VAT at 20% required. All offers subject to status, terms, conditions and exclusions. £500 including VAT fuel offer at participating retailers.
LBC 97.3. Call 0845 6060973. This is London's biggest conversation with Julia Hartley Brewer.
Good afternoon. Thanks so much for your company this afternoon here on LBC 97.3. We're talking about apprenticeships. Of course, it's been National Apprentice Week here at LBC 97.3. They date back to the 16th century, but very much alive and well in the 21st century with many new opportunities available. I'm joined by John Thorne, who's the Head of Business Development for London and the South East at the National Apprenticeship Service. Your call's coming in thick and fast about the apprenticeships that you or your sons and daughters have been on and how it's affected your life and been the start of your career. 0845 6060973 is the number to call to have join the conversation. Let's talk to Lawrence, who's in Enfield. Hello, Lawrence.
Hi there.
Hello there. So you did an apprenticeship. How long ago was that?
Well, I did an apprenticeship. I did a jewellery apprenticeship 35 years ago.
35.
Wow. Actually, trying to get away with being 40, but now I'm 40. So I did a junior apprenticeship 5 years ago, which is brilliant.
What did that involve?
Well, it was a manufacturing apprenticeship, so it was 5 years. It wasn't a government apprenticeship scheme. It was one of the old-fashioned apprenticeships where you sort of work with the master jeweller, and over a period of 5 years, you qualified. I don't think it was any actual qualification at the end, but you qualified as a manufacturer.
And then they kept you on afterwards?
Well, they did for a little while, but I saw the light and I opened up my own business probably a year or so later. So anyway, 2 years on to that, I'm out of the jewelry business now and I've got two other businesses. I've actually got American Candy Stores up north and we employ apprentices from the National Apprenticeship Scheme in both shops.
Oh, you do? So, now, was that a decision because it was going to be useful to your business or was there also an element where you think, this is what helped me and I want to do this for some other young guys and girls who are coming up the same way?
Well, I wanted to, it was different levels. First of all, we wanted to employ a number of staff and with a new business, a fledgling business. We didn't know, obviously, how we were going to go, how the business was going to go. So for us, we couldn't really afford to have as many staff as we could do, paying someone on the national minimum wage. And therefore, for us to employ more apprentices on the salary that they get, it just enabled us to have more people on the shop floor and actually employ more staff than we originally were going to. So actually, it benefited us from that point of view, and it was giving youngsters a chance to sort of get some work and get out there. So it was, for us, we worked both ways. And as it happens, the apprentices are brilliant. And we, out of the six apprentices that we've taken on, we'll definitely take on at least two or three of them moving forward full time. And then we'll probably look to employ some new apprentices and give them a chance.
Indeed, sounds great. Let's get John Thorne a chance to react to that.
Hi, Lawrence. That sounds like you've had a fantastic experience through the employment of your apprentices. Is there anything you would say in terms of the sort of any new ideas? What have they brought to your business? And have any of them sort of progressed within the company as it's growing?
Well, I've always been of the mind that if I find the right person that fits the profile that I'm looking for, for us, it was having someone, because we're an American candy store, we wanted someone that was young, trendy,
And you didn't fit the bill, Lawrence?
Sorry?
You didn't fit the bill?
I used to. I used to, now just stand in the background and let them get on with it. But I wanted someone that fit that bill. I wasn't interested in their retail skills at all. That I've had you know, over 35 years of retail skills, and my family's always been in retail. So the retail skills I was willing to teach someone. So to find the right person with the right profile, and there was a lot of youngsters that fitted that profile nicely, the rest was left up to me.
And there are some skills you can teach people, but you can't teach people the attitude. But I'm guessing over apprenticeship, you'd get to know them pretty well. Lawrence, I'm going to move on because I've got so many other calls on the board. Thank you so much for your call. So glad it worked out for you, and indeed the apprentices as well. Scott is in Hillingdon. Hello, Scott.
Oh, hi there. How are you doing?
Very well indeed. What do you want to tell us?
Yeah, basically, I had an apprenticeship myself, and I left school at 16, back in 2005. And I basically was recommending doing an apprenticeship I found in my local paper, and it's for a mechanical technician at a company called Nestle. It's a big food manufacturer. And basically, I'd done 4 years, and I basically, every year, I went to college in Kingston, and I furthered my skills year upon year. And upon that, you know, I gathered a pay rise. And at the time, my friends were still at sixth form and uni, and they were really going into debt with it, and I was earning whilst I was learning, which was a great bonus towards me.
Indeed, especially at this time with tuition fees get so sky high as well.
Exactly. I mean, I wasn't very, very intellectually clever at school. I mean, I was very dyslexic. I struggled with numbers and literacy. But and I was put down by it, and it's not what I want to do in life. So I took on the apprenticeship and worked hands from what my family, my father let me. He unfortunately passed away last year. But it's given me you know, a real good jump in life, and now I've sort of recommended towards my younger brother Joe, and you know, it's sort of given him a focus as well towards doing it. See me do a bit, and I want to see him do well at it. So I definitely do recommend apprenticeships. I mean, I sort of learned the mechanical side of it, but I'm improving my skills learning electrical side of it, and it just keeps on going. I mean, my friends are now paying off their debts, and I'm sort of in a position where I have no debt, and I'm actually looking forward to buying my first place shortly. So it's been a big bonus towards me.
That's a very big difference, especially, say, in your mid-20s, being able to do that as well. Scott, thank you very much for your call. Appreciate that. Mark's on the M25. Mark, did you do an apprenticeship?
I did, yes. Hiya, Julia. How are you?
Very well, sir. What do you want to tell us then?
I actually did an apprenticeship last year in 2012. I left school halfway through the second year of my A-levels, which was a difficult decision. I actually wanted to go to university to study network engineering, but I knew that I wasn't going to get the grades that I wanted. Yeah. So I then found out about this apprenticeship. So I went online and applied for it. Luckily, I got it, and then I did the apprenticeship, which was for 6 months, and here I am at the age of 21 in a job, which is exactly what I want to do in my life.
Wonderful. Then what's the job you're in, then?
It's network engineering, field engineering, so it's going on customer sites, field work, basically.
But basically, it's the same route. You've ended up in the same place you wanted to be if you'd gone to university, but without all the debts, and you've been paid along the way.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one of the main things that I wanted to prove as well, that you don't need a degree to do a job that you want to do in your life.
Indeed, as many people are learning. Let John Thorne come back in from the National Apprenticeship Service. What do you want to say?
I was just going to add that through the work that we've been doing over the last couple of years, we've been able to support and create apprenticeships now at what we call higher level, which is degree equivalent, and indeed a number of those apprenticeships already include a foundation degree as part of it. So it's no longer a choice between an apprenticeship or a job or university. You can get a university level skills through an apprenticeship, or indeed after you complete your apprenticeship go on to do a degree either part-time or full-time. So, you know, one of the things that people aren't aware of, and which is why, you know, it's such a great opportunity to be here this afternoon, is to actually make people aware that you can get a degree level skills in the workplace through an apprenticeship with a job right through.
Indeed, I have to say, I've never had a string of so many positive calls. It's amazing. Mark, thank you. I'm going to move on to someone. Squeeze one last call in. Hillary's in Mitcham. Hillary, we'll have to make this brief, I'm afraid, but what do you want to tell us?
I just wanted to say that for my son, it's been absolutely ideal having an apprenticeship. He didn't want to stay on at school. He got his apprenticeship through the National Apprenticeship Scheme online, and that is such a good website and so easy.
John's actually blushing right now. All this praise. How old is your son now?
He's 17. He's just coming this summer. He'll finish his 2-year apprenticeship with Mercedes.
Oh, wow.
So he's had the practical, he's earned his money, and he'll be getting his qualification as well.
You sound like a very proud mum.
I am, yes.
Excellent, wonderful. Hilary, thank you very much indeed. Thanks again also to John Thorne. I say he is blushing all the compliments. He's from the National Apprenticeship Service. Of course, it has been a National Apprenticeship Week here at LBC 97.3. Loads of information on our website, lbc.co.uk, how to get in touch with that service. It sounds, I have to say, an absolute boon of a service there. Really appreciate your calls on that. And indeed, John Thorne joining us in the studio. Coming up.